I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. This day in history, January the 31st. On this day in history, in 1865, Congress passed the 13th Amendment, which in ratification abolished slavery in America. The vote in the House was 121-24. And remember, this was in the heels of the Emancipation Proclamation. That was an executive order, which a lot of people are arguing about with President Barack Obama now, an executive order, which is why they pushed so hard to pass the 13th Amendment so it could not be overruled. This is a day in 1929, the Soviet Union exiled Leon Trotsky, the great revolutionary leader of the Russian Revolution. In 1930 on this day, 3M begins marketing something we use every day, Scotch tape. On this day in 1934, Etta Moten sings for the President and Mrs. Franklin Delano Roosevelt at a White House dinner. It's the first time in American history that an African-American actress performed at the White House. On this day in 1938, some 12,000 pecan shellers in San Antonio, Texas, walked off the job. They were almost all Latina women, walked off the job at 400 factories in what was to become a three-month strike against wage cuts. And strike leader Emma Tenayuca was eventually hounded out of the state. But it shows what can happen when women stand up for their rights. On this day in 1940, Ida M. Fuller, the first retiree to receive an old age monthly benefit check from the new Social Security system. She was paid $24.75 a month between 1937 and 1939 on an income of $2,484. So her first check was $22.54. Keep our Social Security whole, folks. On this day in 1943, during World War II, German Field Marshal Frederick Paulus surrendered to the Soviets at Stalingrad, following 2 days later by the remainder of his 6th Army, ending one of the war's fiercest battles. But more than that, what people don't give credit for during this war is that that is what broke the back of Nazi Germany and Hitler's army, was the Soviet army defeating Hitler's army. That ended it. From there on, it was a downward spiral, and the West began picking up. In 1949 on this day, These Are My Children became the first television daytime soap opera broadcast by an NBC station in Chicago. On this day in 1950, President Harry S. Truman announced a program to develop the hydrogen bomb. And so the story goes. On this day in 1962, Lieutenant Commander Samuel L. Gravely assumed command of the destroyed Esquire U.S. Fagot, and he was the first black man to become a commander of a U.S. warship. On this day in 1963, one of the greatest books of all time was first published, The Fire Next Time, the collection of essays by the great James Baldwin. On this day in 1971, a very important moment, the Winter Soldier investigation organized by Vietnam vets against the war to publicize war crimes and atrocities and what they lived through as Americans and allies in Vietnam begins in Detroit, Michigan. These were men who fought in that war, combat soldiers standing up to say what really happened. And as we approach these anniversaries of the Vietnam War, it's important we begin to tell the truth and not just one part of the story. On this day in 1988, Doug Williams, the quarterback for the Washington football team, was the first African-American quarterback to play in a Super Bowl game. He was named MVP at Super Bowl 22. On this day in 2002, union and student pressure at Harvard University forced that university system to adopt labor practices, raising wages for the lowest paid workers. It's what students and workers can do when they struggle together. And on this day in 2005, 5 months after Hurricane Katrina, the New Orleans School Board fires every teacher in the district. And the United Teachers of New Orleans saw as an effort to break the back of the union and privatize the school system. That struggle still goes on. On this day in 2009, 113 people in Kenya were killed, over 200 injured, because of an oil spillage ignition in Molo, days after a massive fire at a supermarket in Nairobi, killed at least 25 people. On this day in 2010, Avatar, one of my favorite films of those kind of films, became the first film to gross over $2 billion worldwide. And speaking of, which we haven't done yet today, climate change. On day in 2011, a winter storm hit the North American continent for the second time in the same month, causing $1.8 billion in damage across the U.S. and Canada. 24 people lost their lives. And on this day was a great American author was born, Zane Grey in 1872. Tallulah Bankhead, great American actress born in 1902. On this day, one of the great boxers of all time, Jersey Joe Walcott, born in 1914. And Alan Lomax, born on this day a year later in 1915, the man who saved much of the music of our country in Appalachia through the South, blues and bluegrass, with his recordings. On this day in 1915, the great Thomas Merton was born, American monk and great spiritual thinker. On this day in 1919, Jackie Robinson was born, caused the man to integrate baseball. And this is the day in 1929, Carol Channing was born, American singer and actress. But what's interesting about Carol Channing is that later in life, she revealed she was really black. Her father was African-American, her mother's white. Her mother told her when she was off to college, in case she was to have kids, she wanted to know they might come out black. And so she knew it, kept it secret, but she was African-American. On this day in 1923, Norman Mailer was born. On this day, the great composer Philip Glass was born in 1937. And on this day, Samuel Golden, the Samuel Golden Mayer, died in 1974, as did the really great battling columnist and author Molly Ivins, who died on this day in 2007. And that is this day in history, January the 31st. On our way out, here's Scratch My Back by Slim Harpo, one of the greats, died on this day in 1970.